radi zahvala, da smo prišli. Najprej bi vam predstavila kolege danes, ki so prišli. Nažalost, gospoda Roberta Guština nismo uspeli obdržati. Je bil danes na otvoritvi, kjer je nadomešal magistra Zrimška, ministra, ampak potem so ga nažalost izgubili in drugače bi se nam še on pridružil. Sicer pa so danes, bom najprej v slovenščini povedala, potem še moram v angleščini, ker je pač konferenca mednarodne narave. In sicer je z nami gospod, če grem kar po vrsti, moje ime je Urška Colar, soorganizatorka strani slovenskega Open Office projekta. Potem je Davide Doza, organizator strani italijanskega projekta, torej italijanske skupnosti Open Office, gospod Andrej Brodnik, predstavnik Primorske univerze, tudi soorganizator dogodka. Potem gospod Pekol Kominoto, upam, da se pravilno zgovorja, predstavnik informacijske skupnosti za regijo Friuli Venecija Giulia. Gospod Michael Mix, predstavnik Novela. Luis Suarez Potts, predstavnik Open Office skupnosti, glavnega dela projekta. Gospod Lele Roca, namestnik italijanskega senatorja Fiorella Cortiana. In gospod Tim Bray, predstavnik Sun Microsystems podjetja, tudi enega od glavnih sponzorjev. Tako da najprej bi rada, bi bilo mogoče najbolje, da nekaj o konferenciji še pove gospod Luis, ker je pač predstavnik glavnega projekta Open Office. Mogoče najbolje, maybe you should start by saying something about the conference. I've just introduced everyone, so if you can, something about the conference.
Well, first of all, thanks to Davide, Robert, and Uska for organizing this conference. I thought last night's party, if you didn't attend, was the best party I've been to in a very long time, and certainly had the best food and best entertainment, so thank you very much. And it's a very important conference. Today we are announcing, in fact I just announced the announcement, openoffice.org 2.0 release candidate number one. We'll probably have release candidate number two, but that'll come later. Release candidate number one, you can get this anywhere, I think, it's in the package that you've already picked up, I'm sure. And if you haven't installed it, I encourage you to install it. It'll take about maybe 5 minutes, so you can install it right now if you have your laptops while we're talking. It's probably more interesting, it's a lot more fun, and it's a wonderful program. What does 2.0 release candidate have? Well, if you've looked at the beta already, and I'm sure many of you have, it has a lot of the beta stuff, only better. Many of the small bugs have been fixed. A few ones have probably been introduced. But overall, it's a wonderful program. I've been using the macOS 10 one since early this morning, and it's fantastic. Now, this conference is important because, firstly, it's the first one we are looking at where we have 2.0 on the disk available for people to use. So people are able to start seeing what the future looks like. 2.0 is a radical departure from 1.0, from 1.x to 9. Technologically speaking, it's more advanced. User interface-wise, it's better. It's also available now in more languages, including Slovenian. The conference is also looking at the technology that's in 2.0 and possibly what's coming after. If you haven't attended too many talks so far, I urge you to attend them. Unfortunately, I have not been able to attend too many, and so I know what I'm missing, and I regret very much that I'm missing these talks, but I urge you to attend as many as possible. They're going to be extremely interesting, especially Michael's. So the conference is important, furthermore, because it's our yearly conference where developers can meet other developers, where contributors of all sorts can discuss contributing and building openoffice.org. This conference is going to be published and publicized throughout the world. The files that we create this conference are going to be on the web, and users and developers are going to be downloading them for the next year. What we say in this conference is going to be up there for a long time, and it's going to be instructing a great many people. So I hope you enjoy it. I know I'm going to enjoy it, and thanks very much.
Conference has been organized in collaboration with the between Slovenian and the Italian team, I suggest that Davide says something in Italian.
Thank you. Allora, grazie a tutti, traduco un po' quello che ha fatto Ushka prima di me in italiano, poi passiamo all'inglese che sarà la lingua appunto ufficiale, è la lingua ufficiale di questa conferenza. Ringrazio tutti quelli che sono venuti per essere qui a Capodistria per questa conferenza. Ringrazio gli speaker, che sono gli invitati alla conferenza stampa, che sono appunto l'assessore Pecco Cominotto della regione Friuli-Venezia Giulia, l'assessore all'Information Technology. Abbiamo il Andrei Gordic dell'Università della Primorska, abbiamo Lele Rozza, che è in rappresentanza del senatore Ferrero Cortiana, che purtroppo oggi non è potuto essere qua, del gruppo innovazione del Senato, Luis Suarez Potts, che è un rappresentante del Community Council, che è il gruppo che in qualche maniera coordina l'attività della comunità e si rapporta con gli sviluppatori di SAN e gli sviluppatori esterni. Abbiamo Michael Nix di Novell, Tim Bray di Sun Microsystems e Urs Kastorner e io, che siamo appunto degli organizzatori, insieme con Robert Ludwig. Siamo molto contenti di come sta andando questa conferenza, perché abbiamo 300 persone registrate da ogni parte del mondo. Questo vuol dire che sono persone dall'Australia, dagli Stati Uniti, dal Giappone, dall'Asia, Cambogia, dal Nord Europa, quindi Scandinavia, veramente persone da tutto il mondo. E questo ci fa piacere, ci fa molto onore, perché effettivamente è un progetto assolutamente internazionale. siamo molto contenti di questo, siamo molto contenti della collaborazione che c'è stata tra appunto il gruppo sloveno e il gruppo italiano nell'organizzare questa conferenza, perché effettivamente abbiamo avuto un'ottima collaborazione, abbiamo vinto anche la concorrenza della città di Lione, che era uno dei candidati. Now we pass in English language and I'll leave the word to Assessore Pedro Cominotto, that will speak about activity that is doing in the region and what is involved in open source software.
Well, first I think it's better than I speak in Italian, so my broken English is not able to explain correctly what I have to say.
If you want, we have also a person that can translate, and so
quando qualcuno di noi che hanno la mia età, forse più di quella degli altri, deve spiegare ai propri figli qual è la più grande differenza tra il mondo in cui siamo nati noi e il mondo in cui sono nati loro, che stanno vivendo loro.
If someone of my age wants
when I have to explain to my son which is the great difference between the world where I was born and the world where they were born. La risposta è la conoscenza e la diffusione della conoscenza e la teorica capacità per ogni abitante di questa terra di accedere quasi in tempo reale alla conoscenza.
Okay, so the difference is knowledge. And the fact that knowledge is very widespread now, and everyone has virtually the possibility to achieve this knowledge.
Teorica possibilità.
It's virtually.
Sì, lo so. Teorica possibilità. Ed è questa la ragione per la quale la regione Friuli Venezia Giulia, utilizzando una propria legge che esiste già da tempo, quasi 20 anni, e che definisce servizio di interesse pubblico quello costituito dai servizi informatici.
Ok, and that's why the Friulian region, thanks to a law that exists, have existed for a very long time, and that public service.
Yes, public service. Yes.
So that tells that information technology has to be considered as a public service.
Ha recentemente fatto una scelta diversa da quella che si sta facendo anche nel resto d'Italia, in molti paesi d'Europa, cioè la scelta di acquistare dalla proprietà privata, il telecom, la più grossa azienda di Information and Communication Technology di Friuli Venezia Giulia, cioè l'Insiel S.p.A.
Okay, so the Friuli region has made a completely different choice compared what the other countries and other regions are doing. And that is that it has bought the most important information technology group from Telecom Italia, which is the Italian company which manages all the telecommunication systems in Italy.
Yes, I'm curious. Oggi l'Insiel S.p.A. è un'azienda interamente di proprietà pubblica. Perché si è fatta questa scelta? Per attuare davvero quel principio che è scritto nella legge regionale e che dice i servizi informatici, come si direbbe oggi, i servizi, l'ICT, sono servizi di interesse pubblico, cioè sono servizi che riguardano i diritti dei cittadini.
Okay, the reason why the Friuli region bought this company, ICN,
Insiel,
okay, is that it wanted to make clear and concrete the fact that ICT technologies had to be public, had to be considered as a public service.
Quindi oggi Insiel ha due missioni, come si dice, aziendali da compiere. La prima riguarda l'abbattimento, o comunque il progressivo abbattimento del digital divide.
Ok, so Insiel has now different tasks. The first one is to cancel the digital divide.
Sia sul versante delle infrastrutture, cioè dell'infrastrutturazione,
both on infrastructure
side, yes. Sia sul versante dei servizi ai quali il cittadino può accedere.
And also in services that are available to the public.
Questo in pratica significa che Insiel deve iniziare a cambiare la propria stessa cultura e iniziare ad usare e sviluppare l'utilizzazione di quegli strumenti che rendano possibile e libero l'accesso del cittadino ai servizi dell'information technology.
Okay, so this means obviously that Insiel has to change the way it looks at information technology, meaning that it has to adopt and develop those systems that allows to have a free and open service.
Per questo in particolare noi stiamo iniziando il lavoro su un progetto che si collocherà nell'area di ricerca tecnologica e scientifica, nel Science Park, no? Di Trieste.
Ok, so they are developing a project with the Science Park in Trieste.
Progetto che inizialmente ha già, la giunta regionale lo ha deciso 12 giorni fa, una prima dotazione di investimento di 1 milione di euro.
Okay, a project that has already received 1 million euros as an investment from the region.
E che se riuscirà a accreditarsi nell'ambito dei finanziamenti nazionali del Ministero dell'Innovazione, nel MIUR.
Okay, and if this company has a possibility to also accredit with the the Ministry of the Innovation University, yes. The Italian Ministry also.
Potrà contare su uno sviluppo fino a 10 milioni di euro di investimento.
May count on a investment in development up to 10 million euros.
Qual è l'oggetto di questo progetto? L'oggetto di questo progetto è la costruzione di pacchetti e sistemi basati su software libero.
Okay, the project of this, the aim of this project is to develop and create projects and software effectively based on free software. Yes.
E destinati all'uso da parte della pubblica amministrazione.
Okay, that will be used by the public administration.
Tutta la pubblica amministrazione, quindi la regione, i comuni, la sanità.
Regions,
municipalities, health system, and so on. Okay. Da una parte, dall'altra, destinati ad essere messi a disposizione delle imprese e dei cittadini.
On the other hand, these systems will also be available to companies and citizens, so to the public and also to private companies.
Questa è la direzione in cui stiamo lavorando, credo che può essere un progetto interessante perché consente collaborazioni e cooperazioni sia nel campo della ricerca ma poi anche nel campo dell'applicazione.
Okay, this project is interesting because it helps to cooperate on research and also in application of this technology, the application of this technology.
Sia nel campo transnazionale o adesso non so come si possa tradurre in inglese, professore, preternazionale, cioè che proprio non ha il problema, no, del
pan-international.
Okay. Worldwide. E che ovviamente il futuro di questi sistemi specialmente qui, noi siamo in Unione Europea, al di là dell'Unione Europea e anche altrove, è proprio quello di creare servizi e connessioni che creino sinergie assolutamente transnazionali.
So the aim obviously is to work on a wider basis internationally, because obviously we need to connect what is going on in the different countries, so worldwide.
That's all.
Mi permetto di chiedere, di sognare che FinSIA non è una piccola azienda, ma la più grande.
Attenzione azienda. Professore, lei si riferisce a FinSIA.
Sorry?
Lei si riferiva a FinSIA.
And you?
A InSIA.
I'm sorry.
Che è la più grande azienda nazionale nel campo della produzione di software della pubblica amministrazione. È un'azienda che ha 100 milioni di fatturato all'anno.
That's what they wanted to stress on.
Ok.
Puoi citare la legge regionale che...
Oddio, a memoria il numero non me lo ricordo, però è una legge che sicuramente è stata incredibilmente preveggente, perché risale, se non sbaglio, al 78.
Ok, the law we're talking about was promulgated in 1978. So it was very open-minded.
Dei legislatori di allora, sicuramente hanno visto molto lontano.
Okay, thank you. Now maybe we can let our representatives of our sponsors say something. Maybe Mr. Tim first.
Well, I'm here for two reasons. One is, I am one of the people who designed XML. XML is a fairly popular internet standard, and the application of XML in OpenOffice and Open Document format now is exactly what we wanted. This is totally the goal of designing XML, and I think that this is a really superb piece of technology and a very good data format. So that's my personal reason. My company reason on behalf of Sun for being here is that Sun very strongly believes in standardization. Sun very strongly believes in systems that are 100% open. Sun believes the creativity and growth and profits and innovation come from competition, and only from competition. And the only way to have competition is to have open data formats, open code, open protocols, open standards. And we're just not going to achieve the kind of progress that is possible without all that openness and the open office software and the open document format are the center of the problem.
Then we also have a representative of Noel, Mr. Mix. Would you like to say something?
I would love to say something, yeah. You know, Noel is excited about OpenOffice, basically. You know, it's the best solution out there on the desktop for office productivity, and it seems to me it's going to be one of the only two solutions in the future. There are going to be two code bases that do what you need to do, and that's going to be OpenOffice and Microsoft Office. And, you know, so you're going to have a stark choice as to which you make. I would argue that, you know, much of what Tim said about openness and open standards is critical. What's more interesting to me as a developer, though, is less competitive aspect and more the collaborative effect of this new way of developing software. You know, so many people can get involved, many companies can collaborate and produce something that is extremely good. And in some areas, you know, outperforms the efforts of a team of 1,000 Microsoft programmers, for example. You know, encouraging the growth of that community and building it, you know, until there is only really one way of developing Office Suite software and there's one obvious choice that everyone uses. So that's my goal for the show.
Since we were already at the Italian community and we were speaking about Italian laws, maybe Mr. Lele Rosa would like to speak on behalf of the Senator?
Okay. Io in inglese ancora peggiore di quello del Brasile, sono combinato perché parlavo
solo. And unfortunately, you will have to listen to me again.
ho il compito di portare i saluti dell'assessore Cortiana che per motivi istituzionali non ha potuto essere qui con noi, se ne dispiace molto, avrebbe voluto partecipare all'incontro ma purtroppo è dovuto rimanere in Italia.
Okay, I'm here on behalf of the Senator Cortiana, who couldn't attend the meeting and he wants to greet all of you. And he was bound to stay in Italy, so he couldn't be here.
Originariamente avevo preparato un discorso di cui leggerò alcune parti, ma credo valga la pena di sottolineare l'importanza di alcune affermazioni fatte dall'assessore Cominotto riguardo alla necessità di considerare tutti gli aspetti legati all'informatica un elemento centrale per una corretta gestione politica nel momento in cui si amministra una città, una regione o uno Stato.
Okay, I have prepared a speech, which I'm going to read after this. But first of all, I'd like to stress what Assessore Cominotto had said before regarding the fact that ICT and information technology in general is a central point have to be a public service and has to be considered as a central point in this sector.
Chiedo scusa, leggerò, ma è molto più semplice per tutti quanti e stringiamo i tempi.
Okay, I will read, but he will read.
Orientare un programma politico sull'innovazione tecnologica significa oggi anche ampliare le vedute del welfare e rivedere il concetto stesso di bisogno legato all'essere umano.
I'm sorry, Okay, to center our political program on innovation technology means today also to spread the ideas on welfare and to reconsider the concept of the needs of the human being.
Ok, continuo.
Cerchiamo di farla corta, allora continuiamo. Noi abbiamo un'esigenza importante, che è quella di ripensare, di immaginare nuovamente quelli che devono essere gli equilibri. Noi viviamo una situazione che è cambiata radicalmente. Noi viviamo una situazione in cui la conoscenza rappresenta un nucleo fondamentale e la possibilità della condivisione della conoscenza deve rappresentare la principale battaglia per la civiltà.
Ok, we live now in a world where knowledge is one of the center points. And that, above all, the fact that knowledge has to be available to everyone.
La conoscenza, a differenza di ogni altro bene, ha una prerogativa, che è quella di non essere scarsa. È una cosa che in tutti i modi gli economisti classici cercano di dimenticare per proporci altri modelli, ma questa non scarsità fa sì che la proprietà della conoscenza non abbia alcun tipo di senso e sia assolutamente urgente e fondamentale che la condivisione della conoscenza sia centrale nelle scelte economiche e nelle scelte politiche.
Ok, knowledge, as opposed to other goods, has no limit. So one of the central points is that knowledge cannot be limited and has to be, therefore, again, available to everyone. And it has to be the center of political and economical development.
Questo sviluppo politico ed economico passa attraverso questo. Ogni forma di riduzione della condivisione della conoscenza comporta sostanzialmente un limite alla crescita e allo sviluppo delle potenzialità umane.
Every time we try to limit the ability of knowledge, we also limit the development of the people in general.
Per tutti questi motivi, il senatore Cortiana, delegato del Senato della Repubblica Al-Busis, ha preparato quella che abbiamo definito in maniera divertente Tunis Mon Amour, che è una carta per i diritti della rete, laddove la rete rappresenta l'elemento centrale e fondamentale di scambio della conoscenza. È assolutamente opportuno ed importantissimo che esista una carta a tutela dei diritti della rete.
That is why Senator Cortiana, with the group he works with, developed a chart that somehow regulates the rights of the web, of the internet.
Che io ti chiedo di tradurre direttamente a questo punto. È questo.
Ok. Is that Tunisia? In Tunisia?
Tunisia?
In November, all countries of the world, called by the United Nations, will meet in the World Summit on Information Society. It is a great opportunity. It is a meeting that has to conclude with a document that marks an epoch, a chart for the rights of the web, of the internet. Internet is the widest public space that humanity has ever known. A place where everyone has the right to take and speak, to has the right to speak, to gain knowledge and to produce ideas and not just information. A right to exercise the right of criticism and to talk and to participate in common life, and therefore build a different world in which everyone has the right to be considered a citizen. Internet is realizing a new redistribution of power. That is why it is continually at a risk. In name of safety, we limit liberties. In the name of the market, of a blind market, we limit the possibility to accede to knowledge, to have access to knowledge. There are great alliances between big multinational companies and authoritarian states that try to impose new ways of censorship, new kinds of censorship. Internet does not. Internet cannot be a means to control millions of people that use it. It cannot be used to gather personal data against the will of the people interested in this process. And it cannot be used to close in proprietary formats the new forms of knowledge. That is why, to avoid these dangers, we cannot only base ourselves on the natural capacity of reaction of the internet to oppose this system. It is time to affirm some of the principles of this new worldwide citizenship. The freedom of access, the freedom of use, the freedom, the right to knowledge, and the respect of privacy. And the recognition of common goods. Only the full respect of this constitutional principle will make it possible to find the right balance, the right democratic balance with the needs posed by safety, the market, and intellectual property. It is time that these principles are recognized in a chart of rights. We ask all the people of the web, women and men that make it possible, to cooperate with their freedom and creativity to this project, and to make their voice heard to governments of each and every country, because this can, could be one day sustained by these countries. Okay, that's it. Great.
And last but not least, I would like to ask Mr. Andrei Brodnik from the University of Primorska to maybe tell us something about why they decided to cooperate with us on the making of the conference.
Let me come back to these three greetings in three different languages a second later. But first and most of all, I would like to thank also Urška and Davide for organizing this splendid event here, and I think that everybody do agree with me, right? Thank you. University of Primorska is located in the city, well, in several cities here on the coast and also more into the country. And the Primorska is actually the term in Slovene, which means the area close to the sea. Now going back to these three greetings in three different languages, I'm sure you already noticed that all the roads here in Koper are marked with in two languages, and this is because the area here is so-called bilingual. Bilingual means that for the centuries, here used to live and are still living together people from Italian and Slovenian community. Why am I emphasizing this? Well, from that point of view, our university sees itself as a bridge between the nations and between the cultures, and the bridge is important to be well structured and to have access to all the communities. And here we come to something what you're really splendidly doing. Open Office on its own is internationally designed, and also because of this internationally designed, it's easy to localize in different languages. And at our university, we have to have two languages in the first place. So, as you know, in math, there's the first axiom says that one is a natural number, and all the numbers which are one plus one are also natural. So here comes, when you have two languages, it's much easier to localize to more languages. Now, going to that perspective, our university was very happy to be invited, or actually to be accepted as a co-organizer of this event, of this conference. And we also, well, put it this way, benefited a lot from it. From the point of view of our students, from the point of view of our assistants, from the point of view of our professors, and also from the point of view which is not directly connected to the organization of the conference, but from the point of view where we are trying to cooperate with the open source community altogether in Slovenia. So University of Primorska is the first one in Slovenia to issue something what you were talking about, Venezia Friulia, about the organizing the packages for the municipalities and so on. So we are trying to organize the package which will include the, all the necessary educational material for our students, and it will be issued on the first day of our new school year for everybody. It includes a variety of software which is used in classrooms and for the preparation of the lectures. And well, one of the cornerstones of these packages is also OpenOffice. Unfortunately, as I heard just today from Luis, we are already old from this package. But nevertheless, next year it will come with two something, right, with the OpenOffice. We are very happy to see this, and we are very interested in to participate in the procedure, in the process. And moreover, our students are also collaborating in national efforts to localize the software, open source software, also to the Slovene language. Now, why? Well, Team says SAN is open because the Open Star standards can foster the competition. The competition is something what brings new knowledge and advance over the knowledge. I would add to this competition something what is in fact very much vivid here in this community. It's not only competition, but it's also collaboration. And the collaboration, I think, is the one thing which is the synonymous for the competition in the business world, in the academic world. And so that's the reason we are so much interested in the open source solutions, because this open source solutions open the doors to the collaboration, not only in the area of ICT, but also on the use of the ICT in other areas. Now let me go a step further to introduce our university. The university itself is mostly humanities and social sciences university, but we are also introducing these days the new programs in natural sciences and technology. So our university consists of 8 members. 5 of them are educational institutions and 2 research institutions, and also the student dormitories or hostels, as you want to call them, excuse me. So the 5 educational institutions are Faculty of Humanities, Faculty of Management, those 2 are Humanities and Management and Social Sciences. Then we have Faculty of Education, at which most of, well, some of your lectures are hosted, and also I think the bug hunting is going to be organized there, and also the, our labs for the students were open to all the participants of this conference. Further, these are 3 faculties. Then we have 2 colleges. One college is College of Healthcare, and the fifth one is College of Tourism. Here is, as you can see, no computer science that's on its own. However, the Faculty of Education, we have a program which is combines mathematics and computer science into one single program, and this is also where we are trying to build, and our natural sciences and technology programs at the university. And to build it, as I said, we are very much interested into openness, open standards as such, because this is the only way how we can also introduce more knowledge in this area. So thank you very much for coming. I hope you enjoyed the staying here. I hope you enjoyed the premises, you enjoyed the city. And as I said in the opening session already, we're welcome to come back. We're welcome to come back virtually or in reality. A lot of success in your work in the future conference. Thank you very much.
So if anyone has anything to add, or any questions, or then I guess we're finished. Thank you for that question.
When will get the final version of OpenOffice?
Well, it's going to be reviewed.
Yes! This is the open source
period. There's a better sentence. When will it be cooked?
Yes.
It's taken from the oven.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it has to be well cooked. Not too much. Not too cold.
Yes.
It's just the way we like it. It's a good way. It's a really
for Christmas.
When it's just Thank you very much.
So thank you all for coming, and thank you.
Oh, that's it.